You're listening to ESPN 97.5, your home for sports. Presented by Rice University, Jones Graduate School of Business MBA Program. KFNC Mount Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
It's probably not time to hire Art Briles. Mount Vernon School District has gone ahead and done that anyway. The biggest joke is, first of all, they dumped this news on Friday, like as our show was ending, because it Friday before Memorial Day weekend.
Right, of course they did.
What better time to hire a guy who has harbored rapists than the Friday before Memorial Day? No one will remember that by Tuesday.
I always hope people learn from their mistakes, but he hasn't shown any indication, you know, just come out and said, listen, I made a bunch of mistakes.
He's not saying it.
But no, he's not saying anything like that. He did nothing wrong.
I did nothing wrong. Your Astros are falling apart at the seams physically. They still seem to be winning, but eventually it's going to catch up with you. This isn't Tyler White and Aledmys Diaz that you're missing. These are your key guys.
They're still going to feast on the bad teams.
Yeah, but I mean,
and even with what they're trotting out there right now, but it will add up at some point, because I don't think your pitching's good enough to fade that many guys out of the lineup.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. Some of you can text the show still. So 713-780-3776. I tried to let people who had been put on the auto-delete list, tried to let them back in, and three or four of them just ruined it for the rest of them. So, sorry. I'm not making the list over again. I'm just putting it.
Yeah, it doesn't affect me any. I don't care.
No, I think we're, and you know what? We've got good ones now. So, I just wanted to say one thing about it. I don't do that with people who disagree with us or, you know, and because I actually like it when people disagree. I do it when people are consistently stupid and offensive. That's what gets you there. Or you just say the same thing 50 times. That gets you on the list. So you're not blocked. You can text the other shows. You're just on my personal filter to not get read.
Did you see Cubs or Dogs tonight against the Astros?
What's a pitching matchup?
John Lester against Corbin Martin.
Ooh.
Cubs plus 118.
The same Corbin Martin who's gotten kind of mashed the last two times.
Houston up, missing three of its four best hitters.
Are you talking me into betting baseball here?
I bet baseball tonight.
I didn't know that.
Oh, boy. Don't do it, AJ.
Let's see. Log in, my bookie. let me see what the number is on my bookie here. Well, it's only got... I hate how they only put... Here we go. I need MLB game odds, right?
That's the ones.
Okay, let's see. That game is not available on here.
Uh-oh. Oh, did it start at
6? Oh, wait, no, it's listed as an American League game, that's why.
Oh, okay.
Cubs are minus 170 on here.
Oh, boy.
Astros are plus 145.
Maybe something's developed.
I think they're smarts when it comes to figuring this stuff out.
Okay, I want to get into this Rockets thing. I want to first mention that TMZ reporting that Kit Harington, who's Jon Snow, by the way, checked himself into a rehab center for stress and alcohol before the final episode of the season aired. He is in a luxury Connecticut facility for a mental health retreat. He went in there weeks before the May 19th finale. Been getting treatment for stress, exhaustion, and alcohol abuse, says his wife, Rose Leslie, who was the wildling in what?
Agreed.
What season was she in? She was in 3 and 4?
I think three. Okay. I don't know if she made it to four. I could be wrong.
The rehab facility. And imagine, I mean, you can either keep having these problems with drugs and alcohol, or you can give us $120,000 a month and we'll fix it for you. Wow. No wonder people aren't getting that fixed. But it says, as you know, Game of Thrones wrapped its highly anticipated eighth final season earlier this month. Reviews of the whole season were extremely mixed at best and downright awful at worst. But, I mean, the reality is this dude was making $1 million of an episode. Life's, even if nobody likes the episodes, you still got
a lot of that left if you're paying $120,000 a month, though.
That's true.
It's going to add up fast.
But if you, that's like, you know, those days when Mike Trout strikes out four times, yeah, it sucks. But you know what? I got paid the same check as if I had gone 4 for 4.
Should have known when he was breaking down in tears at the table read that maybe there might be some issues.
Might be a sign. Yeah. Lamont earlier had asked if I thought that they were being petty by firing all D'Antoni's assistants, if Daryl Morey was being petty. And I don't know if petty's the right word. I think they're being short-sighted. And I really think it started when they got rid of Bizdelic right afterwards. I didn't understand that move after they basically begged him to come back. It's not like the team was suddenly significantly worse on defense this season than they were a year ago. But Roy Rogers not going to return. Mitch Vanya, John Cho, a lot of guys. Irv Roland, who's the player development guy, is not going to be back. So they're firing all of D'Antoni's guys. To me, this is their way of saying, if you want to quit, you can quit. But you know, without actually firing him and having to pay him off whatever he's owed, and maybe they're saying let's have a settlement. I don't know, but it doesn't feel like if you really believe in a guy that you would fire everybody that he surrounded himself with. That doesn't make sense on really any level, right?
Not really. And by the way, Cubs +100. I was looking at the +1.5. Runs as much.
Oh, okay. I was like, wow, what could have possibly changed that much in 40 minutes since I saw it?
Yeah, so I punched a ticket on it.
Okay.
But I guess a lot of the speculation has been that either that one of Tillman or Morey wanted him back, one of them wanted him gone, and that Tillman wanted him back, and that Morey's the one who wanted him gone. And I think that's, you know, one of the ways to get rid of somebody that you don't like is to get rid of all the people around him. But I also think maybe some different voices isn't a bad thing. And I guess it just comes down to what are you willing to accept? And I think in the Rockets case, this isn't enough that they can't beat the Warriors. Well, nobody can beat the Warriors. And the whole tweets about how well they've done against the Warriors versus everybody else, it's just kind of embarrassing. But I think you also look at Toronto, which fired its coach,
yeah,
a very successful coach, and because they needed a new voice, traded its best player for what might be a one-year rental. Looks like it very well could be a one-year rental, and it got them to the finals. And I think you look at that from the Rockets' perspective, and it's kind of like, okay, we're almost there with D'Antoni, but we're not quite. And I think the question comes down to, is there anything, any move you can make on the coaching staff that's going to get them past the Warriors?
I don't know that it's a coaching issue. I don't know that there is, like you said, I don't know that there's some coach you could fire or replace that suddenly now they're better than the Warriors. I'm with you on that. I think that it boils down to it's a personnel issue. Their players aren't good enough, and no amount of Mike D'Antoni assistance coming in or replacing his assistance is going to change that. And the other rumor today was that Tyronn Lue was being courted by the Rockets, and he basically said, I'm not interested in being a top assistant. I'm interested in being a head coach, which, you know what, that's a guy with a ring.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
But if there's not a head coaching job out there for him, nothing worse. I mean, there's worse things than taking a one-year gig.
Yeah.
And, you know, and if you wind up taking this team another step or helping get this team go another step, then, you know, you'll probably get another job. And if the team sucks, you probably get D'Antoni's job.
Probably.
I mean, I always like the idea of having a guy who's been there before.
It is. But I will say, if Tyronn Lue wasn't willing to take a 3-year deal to coach the Lakers, he's probably not looking to be an assistant head coach. He'd probably rather let his resume marinate for a little while, because he still had, I mean, he coached for what, 3 years and made it to two finals, or no, he coached for 2 years and made it to two finals. I mean, that's one championship, lost another one. Obviously the Rockets are a little more of a stable franchise than the Lakers, so there is some upside to that, but either way, I think
for the moment,
and there's people pushing for Tom Thibodeau to be an assistant on this Rockets team, which, again, why the Rockets want to hire a bunch of, like, Tom Thibodeau's a better coach than Mike D'Antoni.
Yeah.
But,
and I think, well, I don't know if he's better than Tyronn Lue. If he'd had LeBron, I think he probably would have won a title. Yeah.
But this is the other thing. James Harden doesn't want Tom Thibodeau around. That's not going to be good for James. That's not the kind of coach that is going to make James a happier player. And at this point, I mean, that's the one guy that you're kind of stuck with. I don't know that alienating him is going to be the best plan for the Rockets.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing. Who's really running the organization now? Is it James Harden?
Yeah.
Then, okay.
You know who's running our trip to London?
Big game travel.
How'd you know?
Because I'm going too.
Honestly, guys, when I heard about this opportunity, I was actually excited. I'm a kind of a homebody, but the way they set it up and they lay everything out for you, it was hard to pass up. Plus, I may have gotten a little bit of pressure from my wife to go on this thing. But it is going to be the trip of a lifetime, and you can go on a road trip to watch your team play. Sure, you go up to, where are you going to head out to? Phoenix? Ooh, lovely, lovely Phoenix. Hell, maybe you even might go up to, like, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Thrilling. Or you could go to London and have a trip that you're going to remember for the rest of forever. And Big Game Travel takes care of it all for you. The airfare, the hotel, game day tickets, and so much more. They've got time for you to do stuff on your own, time to do stuff in groups, see all the sights, and have a football road trip all in one.
And guys, space is limited, so get your deposit in now because this thing is going to fill up. And you get to do all the cool stuff. You got time for yourself. There's group stuff. And, man, where else can you get nonstop airfare, the 5-star hotel and a ticket, and all the other things, the transportation. You're going to be able to get to and from everything. All you need to do is show up. It's all taken care of for you. That's what AJ loves. He doesn't have to do any work at all. He just shows up. And they offer a level of service that's just unparalleled in the industry. And you can get in touch with the owners almost any time, and they personally host the trips. So you get to deal with the same people throughout your experience. Visit them today. Get signed up. Get that deposit in. BigGameTravel.com for more information. That's BigGameTravel.com.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And I guess Lance took our time for the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day, so let's do
Jerk.
The Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right, this one's just for you because I know how much you love snakes.
Oh, yes.
It's pretty much snake season now, right? They're out and about, especially... You got to watch for them in tall grass and especially near ditches and things like that. You got to keep an eye out for snakes, right? You wouldn't think you'd need to look into your basket at Walmart a shopping cart at Walmart.
That's why I don't go to Walmart. I don't walk in the woods, and I don't go to Walmart.
Well, it says recent heavy rains are forcing a lot of snakes out of their natural habitats. And this goes to show they can turn up just about anywhere. But, yeah, a police officer patrolling the area came upon the snake after hearing a loud scream in the parking lot. It was a rat snake, which, they...
Probably not murderous.
Yeah, it's a large rat snake.
Yeah, I don't like it anyway.
But,
what color is it?
He's kind of that.
No, I don't like that.
I'm against that.
I don't like that.
Yeah, but, they get rid of rats. They eat rats.
Okay. You know what I like better than snakes?
Your team,
rats.
Really?
Yeah.
You like rats better than snakes?
Yes.
I'm not a fan of either one.
I'm not either, but if I had to choose...
I'd just assume they both kill each other. Not as bad as what happened at Brazos Bend, where a rare cobra-like snake was spotted.
Oh, I'd shoot that.
On site. Park officials wrote in a Facebook post that the rare sighting is what's called an Eastern hognose, named after the upturned stout they use for digging. The hognose officials spotted an orange and black in color, but they can also take on yellow, gray, brown, olive, or red coloring. The rare snake puts on a dramatic display for park officials in photos they shared on Facebook. He says, the first line of defense, they make themselves look larger, raise their heads, and flatten the skin of their necks to mimic a cobra. Apparently,
that's not a defense. That's going to get you killed, snake.
The snakes are quite the little actors and are known to play dead. They even hang their tongue out of their mouth sometimes when approached by a predator or a human. And also, they can spray a foul, musky smell to really appear dead and deter predators from wanting them. And the park people say hognoses are amazing snakes, truly impressive creatures. Just a reminder, if you spot one of these beauties out in the wild, admire them and take some pictures, but keep it a distance and let them be. They do have a mild venom.
Oh,
but yeah. It is not harmful to humans.
Then what? What is he talking about?
It just looks like a cobra. It's not a real cobra.
I know, but if they've got a mild venom, doesn't that entail being harmful to humans?
Well, it's probably harmful to the rats or whatever they eat.
I don't like it anyway.
Yeah,
if a snake has venom, usually that means it has fangs.
And I don't want to get bit.
Mm-mm.
Regardless, that's your snake-driven Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
So glad you told me that as I'm about to leave and go out to the hill country. There'll probably be snakes everywhere.
There will be snakes. Yeah. I still haven't been camping since the damn water moccasin went over my foot.
Gross.
While I was sitting in the place outside of Beaumont. And I'm just sitting there having a beer, looking at the water, and all of a sudden, this thing just goes right over my foot.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I don't need to do that. Don't need to be, don't need snakes running around. Man, this Kit Harington thing, I wonder if he's going to go full Heath Ledger on us.
I don't know. It seems unnecessary, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, he was beloved.
Yeah. People are cool with you.
What's that?
TGS. People weren't even mad at Jon Snow.
No, they were just mad at
at the writers. Nobody blamed the actors or the actresses.
There was one interesting thing in that documentary where they're describing how Arya kills the Night King.
Mm-hmm.
And as they're reading the script, it says she jumps off a pile of dead whites. I don't remember seeing a pile of dead whites around there. Do you?
No.
Okay.
But at the time, if you recall, I said, where the hell did she come from?
Well, everybody did. But apparently that was the thing. She was jumping off a pile of dead whites. It just wasn't.
They just didn't show it?
Yeah.
That's a problem with them. They often say like, oh, well, you didn't see it. It was just implied. No. How about just show us?
Yeah. Yeah. That was.
It was implied.
But man, I still.
The biggest moment of the whole show, it was implied.
But yeah, they spent a lot of time with this English guy explaining how he made the fake snow. And then they whined about how cold it was and they couldn't work for a few days. And, oh, it was so hard and I have to be away from my kid. It was that kind of stuff.
No,
to me, although the star of the thing was the stunt guy who played the Night King, who he also did all their stunts.
Mm-hmm.
He just seemed like a genuine dude, like a fun-loving guy. Totally not Night King-like.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about TGS Insurance. If you own your home, I'm going to save you money right now. Well, I'm not. TGS is. Here's the deal. All you got to do is send a text. Send the word money to 232323. TGS is going to ask for your address. You're going to send that back. And they're going to give you a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And this is real, guys. I've done this. It's the truth. You're going to get a reliable home quote without ever having to talk to an agent. The company, the savings, they're real. The online rating is nearly perfect. The average customer from last year saved, from this year has saved over $870. That's in 2019 on their home insurance. If you don't have room in your wallet for $870, I'll take it. No big deal. And you don't have to wait until your renewal because TGS is going to take care of the back end so you can free your mind and fatten your wallet. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and start saving today.
To sleep again till I meet it once more. To descend to the physical. To spread kindness to those whose hearts have grown cold.
Hello! To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Guess what's coming up after this show?
Soccer matters.
Just talked to Glenn.
I already knew that's what you were going to say.
Yeah, actually got a couple tickets for the Dynamo game Saturday.
So what?
We're going to go. Yeah.
I didn't get tickets to it.
Well, you're out of town.
Yeah, that's true.
You're floating down a river somewhere.
Oh, I will be.
Dodging snakes.
I'm going to be so drunk.
Shocker. Make sure you take some cheers with you.
No, I don't do that. I just sleep until I wake up. And then I start over again.
So you basically just stay drunk the whole time.
Pretty much.
Really have a hangover.
Yeah.
That's a good theory.
You beer during the day, whiskey at night. I mean, It's hair of the dog for 10 days.
Enjoy.
Oh, you know I will, Fred. You know I will.
Do you have anything you wanted to get to here?
I know. My favorite part is also my phone won't be working. So I'm gonna be able to put that thing on my work email that says is out of the office and unreachable.
Yeah.
And I'm going to send everybody to Tyler.
That's good.
Yeah.
He needs to work.
Because it won't be me. I'm not dealing with it.
When I'm gone, it's going to be completely out of pocket. So you guys will be on your own.
Well, I don't ever. How many times do I say, hey, Fred, I need this on Sports Map?
You might have a question.
I feel like I'm pretty good about leaving you alone.
Yeah, it's probably smart because I know what I'm doing.
I mean, yeah, because I want you to leave me alone. So, when we work together from 4 to 7, but like the rest of our day, I feel like we do a good job of like not giving each other more work to do.
No, because I'd rather just stay out of that. It's one of the reasons why I'm glad you got the job.
Yeah.
I don't have to mess with it.
Yeah,
I got my own stuff to mess with.
I've got bad news, guys. If you have been masturbating at work and you got fired for it, and then you tried to say that they fired you wrongly because you have a sex addiction, that doesn't work. An arbitrator decided that the employer had just cause to terminate employees because his colleagues could hear what he was doing and it caused embarrassment and distress in the workplace. He'd also been warned about his behavior 2 years earlier. They tried various unsuccessful arguments in their grievance, including that he had a disability of sex addiction. They also argued that he had not been properly warned because managers were too embarrassed to directly tell him what the complaints were about. Instead, they spoke in euphemisms about unusual noises. So if you think that you're going to get away with that, you're wrong. And that's in Canada.
Oh, geez.
You can get away with less in America than you can in Canada, I think. So
yeah, that's true. They're pretty.
If you're a work masturbator, you may want to cut that. A, that's gross.
Yeah, I could safely say never done that.
I can safely say I've never done that since I was in the Army.
Okay, well, that's different,
right? Yeah. That doesn't count. Like, I would have to. I mean, I had 24-hour shifts sometimes. That.
Yeah.
I mean, what was I supposed to do? Go 24 hours without? Are you kidding me? I was like 19. But yeah, there's no interest in that for me. And if you've got a personal office space, like you've got your own office with a locking door, I mean, it's still gross, but more acceptable. If you are doing it in the bathroom, that's the grossest.
Yeah, that's very gross.
And if you're doing it in a shared workspace, that's the second grossest. So let's just make it a hard rule. Don't do that at work. Thank you.
What about sex in your office? Like some really hot chick comes in. And
The last time I had sex at work, I was 16 years old at Baskin Robbins.
What flavor?
So there were three of us that ever closed. It was me, this nerdy kid named Eric Jones, and this super hot chick named Katie Hayes. I don't know why I'm giving last names out. My God,
yeah,
what's
wrong?
What
the hell are you doing?
I mean, this was yeah, whatever. I don't even know where they are now. They're definitely not the same last name. Well, for Katie, but Eric was the guy who got me the job. And when he and I closed, everything was really smooth because he was kind of a kiss ass and he wanted everything to run. I did accidentally throw a knife through his finger one time, and he had to go to the hospital and claim workman's comp. But when Katie and I would close, we would play with whipped cream and cherries and things, and eventually we would have sex in the back office. And then finally the manager started to catch on, like, hey, why is it when you and Katie close, it takes you guys 30 minutes longer to clock out than when you and Eric close or when Katie and Eric close?
And why are there only 30 flavors?
And we would just say Eric is just Eric was the employee of the month pretty much every month because he wasn't having intercourse at the Baskin Robbins. And we never did it in the food service areas before you start calling me a bad person. We always took the food items we were going to use to the office space where there was no food being served. And we always washed our hands afterwards. And we did it after hours anyway. So, it barely counts.
It's a lot more than I was really looking for, but that's okay.
You weren't looking for an honest answer.
No, but I was thinking you've got a nice office there where you can close the door now.
No, I've not had sex in that office.
Yeah, but you theoretically could.
I don't really have a great surface area for. I mean, I guess I have that like a conference table thing in there.
Yeah, it could kind of work.
Maybe
you got plenty of room.
I do have space. I need a nap. If I had a napping couch. Yeah, if I had a napping couch or I like to call it a meditation couch by now, maybe it would have happened. But they refused to get me a meditation couch because for whatever reason, David Gao doesn't believe in meditation.
That's probably a Harvard thing.
Probably
they don't meditate at Harvard.
Probably not.
So I've got plenty of room in my office, but my big problem is I have a window that overlooks a parking lot and people can see in.
People can see in?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Don't you have curtains? Or, I mean, blinds?
No, I don't. He apparently doesn't believe in blinds either.
Oh, my.
I guess I could get blinds.
Aren't the windows tinted?
No, not really. Why do you think I keep it so dark in there?
That's odd.
Because I use the natural light from outside.
Yeah, my office is much more sex-friendly than your office.
Yeah, although I guess, you know, that if I kind of manipulated things around a little bit, I could probably get in a corner where people couldn't see.
Yeah.
But it seems like a lot of work.
I mean, just do it up against a window, and if someone says they saw someone having sex in the window, just be like, that wasn't my window, that was Stevie D. Or
well, I could see Stevie D doing that.
Yeah, just blame it on someone else.
Yeah, actually, if they could see her and not see me, you know, because of a behind thing, then I could just say it was Stevie because people would believe that about him.
What I will say is if you are, listen, you've lost some weight, but if they can't see you on the outsides of her, then she's too big for you.
Not necessarily.
Because you're going to eclipse
any woman. No. It's angling. You know, it's lighting. Yeah, it's like when you take the photo from up high.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, you just kind of have to put her at the right angle.
Got it.
It's the same concept. I'm sure that works.
What do we have here, Aaron?
Oh, Big City Wings.
Oh, speaking of sex.
Yeah, you know what today is with Big City Wings?
Two for Tuesday.
Two for Tuesday.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And they've got specials every day. And tomorrow, how about this? $7 for all burgers and whiskey on Wednesdays. How about that? So if you missed out today and you want to go tomorrow, that's terrific. And guess what? They've also got the limited time only menu, which you need to try. The Mile High fries are really good. I love the crawfish mac and cheese. I mean, it is amazing. Their mac and cheese, they make with all kinds of different cheeses. It's fantastic. You throw crawfish in there. They got some other great stuff. You can try Fruity Pebble waffles, the honey bun burger. That's right, an Angus burger with bacon and cheese served between two honey buns. Now, the best thing about Big City Wings, besides the great food, and of course the wings are fantastic, all the food's fresh and made to order, and you can get it on Uber Eats if you want. But if you want to go watch your games, go watch your Astros. If you want to watch more than one event at the same time, Big City Wings has you covered. TVs everywhere, and it's family friendly. They have you set up, and they've got 8 great locations, including the new one on Rayford Road, which we'll be getting to soon. Follow them on social media at BigCityWings.com. Go to BigCityWings.com and follow them on social media at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, Big City Wings. Find the location nearest you, BigCityWings.com. And soon I get a ticket out of Milky Way. Take me out of here, through the clouds as fast as I can.
Have everyone's attention.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Rock and roll, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. God, is this the last segment?
Yeah.
Jeez, that flew by. Hey, if I go to the game Saturday, can I win Triangle Energy for a year?
If they win, you can win.
Okay, so I'm going to be rooting for them against Sporting KC.
Yes, but you have to text the word POWER to 77177.
Okay, I'm going to do that. All right, let's do some Hey Man Bleep That. Last week we talked about the ridiculous petition that fans put together demanding the final season be remade by competent writers. It has over 1.5 million signatures, so 1.5 million people out there need to get a life. But here's the next one. They've decided to target something else now. They have a petition titled Keep Game of Thrones Writers Away from Star Wars, because D&D are supposed to do one of the Star Wars movies.
Right.
And they want other writers because they don't want them screwing up Star Wars. First off, again, you people need a life. Second off, Star Wars is screwed up. Star Wars is done. Why are they even still making Star Wars movies?
I don't know.
They're pathetic. Every single one of them. This is a waste. So they're not going to screw up Star Wars, guys, because it's already screwed up. So quit whining. And by the way, that last season was not as bad as...
Yeah, it sucked.
You guys can keep saying that, but it's still 60% of the people who watched it enjoyed it and thought it was satisfying.
That's because they were all zombies already.
No.
That's
because
they're in the zone. This is the greatest show ever zone. Oh, my God. Whatever they put in front of me is delicious.
No, they just weren't people who went around bitching because the show didn't end the way they wanted to. And it wasn't perfect.
I didn't care
perfect.
How it ended. It wasn't that good.
You had your mind made up before the season started. You really did.
I really didn't. I was excited as anybody. And then they came out with a stinker, and it didn't get any better.
It was not nearly as bad as you guys say. But anyway, you probably signed the petition.
I'm too lazy for that.
And all those petition dickweeds, I say, hey, man, f*** that.
Plus, I don't care about Star Wars, so I didn't sign that. I mean, I care enough about the old Star Wars. I don't care about any new Star Wars.
They just need to stop making it. It's basically an attempt to get more, sell more toys is all it is.
Hey, you know how, let's say there's a medical error that's made. Let's say you are at the hospital and they need to amputate your right arm, but they accidentally amputate your left arm. Like,
or like if when I had the testicle thing, they were supposed to fix the right testicle, and instead they operated on the left.
Or if they just removed them altogether, yeah. You know? Like, there's usually some sort of a... You can get some money from the hospital for a mistake like that.
Call Lawyer Dave.
Yes. What about this, though? And this is of great concern to me as someone who has gone through a procedure to make sure that I don't have children.
Okay.
What if you pay for a woman or a man, in this case it's a woman, to be sterilized?
And then they call it spayed.
And yeah, a woman pays to get spayed and then gets pregnant. Can you blame the doctors for that? Can the hospital be blamed? It's not like a vasectomy where they say, "Oh, it's 99%."
Yeah, they leave at 1%.
They were supposed to remove all your parts that keep you from having babies. And they didn't, and now this woman's pregnant, and they're suing the hospital for $800,000. And they say, listen, we're going to love this daughter, but there are expenses that we hadn't accounted for that we paid to ensure weren't going to fall onto us. So somebody should pay for it. It should be the hospital. I kind of agree with them.
Yeah, they should pay for that baby.
Yeah, everybody's like, oh, it's a miracle. No, it's not a miracle. If you pay to get something done... and then it's not done. That's not called a miracle. That's called a ripoff.
That's called malpractice.
Yes. To that I say, hey man, that unwanted pregnancies, bad news.
Yeah, no. Mine is gonna be try to be short. There's a theme park in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, which is right outside Knoxville. Dollywood is around there. I don't know if that's the theme park. But they recently opened a new theme park ride for adults and children that takes you through the night of the crash that killed Princess Diana.
I saw this. So weird.
I'm down.
It is a 3D rendering over, and you're basically hovering over Paris where the crash happened, and the owner of the theme park said, oh, no, there's no blood and guts or anything. We just want you to follow along with the crash. And then they're going to pull every rider at the very end and say, well, do you think this was an accident because the paparazzi were chasing him, or was it set up by the royal family because she was pregnant out of wedlock with her boyfriend's baby?
Yeah, that Alf facade guy. For sure, that was the royal family murdered Diana.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. No,
100%. I mean, actually, I take that back. We're going to London this year. They are not guilty. I'll discuss their guilt when we return from London.
Yeah, so just the fact that they made a whole ride about following a deadly car crash that was a huge thing that I remember being a kid and everybody freaking out and not understanding why. But just...
Well, next up is the Tupac ride, and you actually ride through the streets of Vegas, and people shoot at you in a car, and after you're in the hospital, you get to decide if it was Biggie's crew that shot you up or some unrelated crew.
Or if he's still somewhere alive.
Right. Yeah, so it's super realistic, way more realistic than the one they're doing in Tennessee, but, you know, like, to each their own.
What about a Selena ride?
That wasn't a car ride, sir.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, for that, I'm saying, hey, man, f*** that.
Ooh, how about an OJ White Bronco chase?
That'd be a good one. How about a Dale Earnhardt one?
Oh, that'd be good, too.
Dale Earnhardt Sr., not Jr.
Yeah, that's really insensitive of you, by the way.
I know. So?
You're gross.
Like your Tupac was so sensitive. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Let's get the hell out of here. Be back tomorrow for What Are the Odds Wednesday. Till then. Okay, I was about to say, Aaron, you were doing a really good job until I don't know what the hell that was. Hoffman did okay. It wasn't great. Neither was I.
We'll do I didn't plug my headphones, so I don't know what Aaron messed up.
Oh, he just punched the wrong button.
What a dummy.
All right, till tomorrow. Stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.